Welcome to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Today, we celebrate the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our Mass presider is Father Francis Xavier Tung. With joy in our hearts, let us all stand and join the choir in singing the entrance hymn.
Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let the rains bless the Lord, raining just like special gifts given by God. In the rain, we come to the church as little Teresa in the 19th century. The intention for today's liturgy, let us pray for the intention of Pope Leo XIV. Pray for the harmonious life among the nature's livings. And also we pray for the peace of the world, particular. Pray for ourselves through the Holy Mass. We can understand who we are and how to be ourselves in our daily life. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have great sins in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo,
et in terra pax hominibus, boni voluntatis, laudamus te, benedicimus te, adora.
Manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy. Bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lived and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, woe to the complacent in Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches, they eat lambs taken from the flock and calves from the stall, improvising to the music of their harp like David. They devise their own accompaniment. They drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the best oils. Yet they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. Therefore, now they shall be the first to go into exile, and their wanton revelry should be done away with. The word of the Lord.
Thanks. justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry, the Lord sets captives free.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There were the rich men who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even loathed to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Be seated, please. In today's uncertain society, everybody fixes our eyes on the hedonism, materialism, money, and house lives, but all indifferent to those people who are most in need surrounding us. Now today the church invites us to see, serve, and save. The Trinity of God through Jesus Christ today in the Gospel invites each of us to see the people who are in need surrounding us. But sometimes we see, but we cannot find these problems. Nothing to do with the people who are in need, something to do with our eyes, from the eyes of human beings or from eyes of God. If we see everybody from the eyes of God, we can see each one surround us as the image of God and the child of God, not only living creatures. So the problems for each of us now, every Sunday we come to the church to listen to the word of God, not only through our ears, but we listen to the word, we should hear the words from God. So, let us see the neighbors, brothers, sisters surrounding us, particular who are most in need, with the eyes of God. See them and serve them. When we serve them, for example, outside our church, some of the beggars, maybe they're professional beggars or beggars really, or in poor. When I was in South Cathedral, or 19 years ago, in South Korea for more than 13 years. So 10 a.m. was the particular for diplomats working in Beijing. One day, every Sunday, there are at least 14 to 27 beggars. They stand long queue outside of South Cathedral. Every individual beggar, they know who I am. Father Francis Xavier, and they know, understand very English, very proper English. Father Francis Xavier, how are you? You are my boss. I said, no, I'm not the boss of professional beggars. But every year we get together, we help them. Not only help them through the dollars, renminbi, materially speaking, to help them, but to help them from the spiritual side and the psychological side, and help them. One day, after Mass, English Mass, 10 minutes later, that American ambassador rang, he called me, Father Francis Xavier, I would like to share one very interesting issue with you. I said, please say, that today after Mass, when I go out to South Cathedral, there are 14 beggars, the crowd and to me, said, okay, US dollars, US dollars, no renminbi yuan for us. So ambassador went, he said, oh yes, maybe someone have some cash in my pocket. So when he got the cash, he see 100 notes, US dollars. Immediately he put back 100 notes into his pocket. And the professional beggar said, no problem, ambassador, I will give you changes. So from that time on, in the foreign ministries, I give a suggestion to the foreign ministry in Beijing. We have such a seminar on how do we deal with so-called professional beggars surrounding us, each individual religious churches, tourism, and mosque, etc., etc. So now, for us, when we see the beggars, we see the image of God. We not only give some cash to them, but to be with them, to say, how are you? Who are you? Where are you from? What do you need from my only 10 yuan renminbi yuan? Or what's your happen behind your families? This is the real see and find who they are. My dear brothers in Christ. The Roman Catholic Church invite not only help them from the materials, but help them psychologically and spiritually. This is very, very crucial and important. When we see their necessity, find their psychological, spiritual necessity, we serve them. We invite them to have a lunch or simple lunch. We talk with them, have a special heart-to-heart conversation with them, and understand them, who they are. We just step by step help them. This is the correct way, healthy way to serve them. And when we serve them, we are serving Lord Jesus Christ. When we are serving them, we are saving ourselves through our help, our charity. So we will save for ourselves and save others. So today is the first reading, second reading, and the gospel particular. Today's responsive psalm, praise the Lord, my soul. Not only my soul, my heart, my mentality, and my emotion, affection, my hands, my legs, my head also. Praise the Lord. When we are in students in Shenzhen, workers in Shenzhen, today there are so many students that workers have to work, have to study. But for them, they cannot come to the church. If they are feeling such guilty, then cannot come to church, which means the compassion of the Christ upon us, upon them. And the Lord will let us pray for those students and workers who cannot come to church. And we pray for them, we are finding who they are. And also let us in communion with each other, we are serving them. And we are saving us and helping them, saving them. My dear brothers in Christ, each Sunday, Lord, stretch out his arms, welcome us to the church building, the church of community, the church of love. Let us see and fund, suffering, and save ourselves, and save others. In the name of Jesus Christ, with Christ, through Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
In Christ, let us offer our hearts, our necessities, our weakness to Almighty God.
Let our response be, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the Holy Church. May all members of the body of Christ bear faithful witness to Christ, to Jesus, living lives marked by humility, compassion, and courage, especially in the face of indifference and expense. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the leaders of nations and communities. May they resist complacence and luxury and instead govern with justice, foresight, and care for the vulnerable and the earth's resources. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who suffer in silence, like Lazarus. May we see them, respond to their needs, and never squander the opportunity to be Christ's hands and heart in the world. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who feel distant from God or from loved ones. May they be drawn back through mercy, reconciliation, and the witness of those who live with integrity and hope. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our parish community. May we not be lulled into ease or self-focus, but instead awaken to the needs around us, living lives of active love and prophetic generosity. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In the silence of our hearts, let us now pray
for our own personal intentions. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty ever-living God, hear our prayers. Grant us what we are asking for through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Are those lives we're living, the
brothers, sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept your prayers at your hands. For the praise the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Grant us, O merciful God, that this our offering may find acceptance with you, and that through it the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly righteous, our duty, our salvation, always everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the wayward in ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from ending death, and by rising from the dead, he gives us life eternal. And so, with the angels, archangels, with thrones, dominions, and with all the powers of heaven, within him your glory, and without end, we acclaim. Holy. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, the gifts we pray by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. Celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity together with our Pope Leo XIV, our bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Saint Joseph, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout ages, we may merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, mighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and Moni di e divina istituzione formati autemus di celle. From every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days. By the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, My peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the face of your church. And graciously grant her peace, the unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other a sign of peace in Christ. Him who takes away the sins of the world, blessed art thou called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, that my soul shall be healed.
To maintain reverence when receiving the Holy Communion, for Catholics, kindly bow before the altar and respond Amen when the priest or Eucharistic ministries say the Body of Christ, and kindly consume the sacred host before returning to your seats. For non-Catholic, kindly bow before the altar and put your arms as a cross on your chest to receive a blessing from the priest. Before we conclude the Mass, we have a few short announcements. First, for those who would like to serve the Lord by assisting in Mass, our altar server ministry is looking for new members. If you have the time and commitment to serve our parish, please kindly look for Evan. Next, we extend a special invitation to all members of the parish to participate in the Living Rosary. This devotion will be held on the second Sunday of October, which is October 12th, following our English Mass at 12:20 p.m. We kindly request that all participants wear white attire. To register your name for this event, please see Mary or any member of the ministry after Mass. Finally, we would like to formally invite you to the third annual celebration of Unity in Diversity. This event is scheduled for Sunday, October 26th, and will be held in the courtyard of St. Anthony's Parish. This program begins at 10 a.m. with bilingual Mass, and following Mass, the formal celebration of Unity and Diversity will take place from 11:30 to 3 p.m., featuring cultural exhibits, international cuisine, calligraphy, and painting. We encourage attendees to wear national attire and to contribute a dish to this shared meal. The required entrance fee is 100 renminbi for adults and 50 renminbi for children below 1.2 meters. We anticipate your presence at this significant cultural gathering. Thank you. Please stand to receive the final blessing.
Let us pray. May the heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us in mind and body, that we may be co-heirs in glory with Christ, to whose suffering we are united whenever we proclaim his death, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.